bullshit, my friend. I will sue you for everything you have. I will sue your ass.
Hey, this is John, the American Hill Jack Lane. I'd like to formally welcome you to the American Hill Jack Files, Episode 7. Daisy Duke, only positivity can build a music scene, and other bullshit. Seems like most of the U.S. has gone more whack than a shithouse rat with Trump winning the election as the rest of us are trying to find balance to move forward for the better of our families and our friends. I know for myself and many others, we are finding solace in the one thing that has kept us going our whole lives. Music. Yet, if we don't pull these on-sign local music scenes from around the country together by using positivity and teamwork, we ain't even gonna have music to hold on to in the near future. But before we get into the dirt, accusations, and opinions, I'd like to start things out with the American Hill Jack's credo, or maybe just my view on how I live my life. Slow and steady wins the race, and good things come to those who wait. I may not be moving as fast as I want forward, but at least I'm not standing still or moving backwards. The only one to stop me is me, and I will forgive the trespasses of those who try to stop me. Because I am a pro, positive, real, and original person who will do no harm, but take no shit. As long as I have air in my lungs and the ability to entertain on the stage, on the air, or on camera, there truly is no limit. In this world of chaos, untrustworthy people, and uncertainties, your best bet is to be a pro, positive, real, and original person while finding yourself a good country woman to settle down with like Miss Daisy Duke.
Down a backwoods attitude. Duke, driving me crazy. Backwoods attitude, homegrown crazy. Better watch out if you don't know what to do. I'd be more afraid of danger than the boys in blue. With a crooked smile, with a puckered up lips, downright beautiful, shaking those hips. Better watch out if you don't know what to do. Better watch out for Miss Daisy Duke. Daisy Duke.
Daisy Duke right there from one of Western Pennsylvania's new up-and-comers, Church and Sky. Church and Sky is a high-energy, hard southern rock band from the Pittsburgh area that is proudly sponsored by Cold Cock Whiskey and Dirtbag Clothing, featuring frontman vocalist Nick Stettler, guitarist vocalist Jake Parks, bassist Colton Lowers, and another pair of badass guitarists, Tyler Goring and Joe Cazara, along with drummer Mike Fennick. The Hellfire Club had the honor and privilege of sharing the stage with these mother truckers last Saturday, November 12th, at the Leechburg Moose in Leechburg, PA, for the 12-year anniversary of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. And we love them so much, we are bringing them to Akron on January 21st, along with another Pittsburgh band, After the Fall, and Ohio's own Destroyer's Court, for the Rubber Meets Steel Show at the Empire Concert Club and Bar on Talmadge Avenue in Akron. Until then, if you want to check out Daisy Duke and other tunes from this phenomenal group, go to ReverbNation.com, Terrence and Sky. It's nice to see some bands that are really putting their all into it. I've seen a lot of bands out there lately that I'm going to turn you people onto. I can't help it. Terrence and Sky is one of those bands. Those guys just kick ass. I just couldn't believe how good they were. And I got to sit around and talk with those guys a little bit, and they're some of the coolest dudes. You just don't get that anymore. Well, you do, but it's rare. It's hard to find those people that are just cool to hang with, and I really liked hanging with these guys. I cannot say enough good things about them, and I know that all my buddies out here in Akron, Ohio, that are looking for a good southern rock metal band listen to, you'd love Terrence and Sky. So check those guys out, please. You will not never be disappointed, trust me. So the Hellfire Club and I were privileged to share the stage with four kick-ass bands last Saturday. Like I said, Amber Alexis, Tilted Shadows, Terrence and Sky, and After the Fall. And they were celebrating a podcast that has helped build the AK Valley and Pittsburgh music scene with its positivity and persistence. The Pennsylvania Rock Show and its hardworking main voice and organizer, Bill Damiano, is living proof that teamwork accompanied with positivity can overcome anything the online music communities are facing in this day and age of modern technology and selfishness. As After the Fall drummer Matt Frey and I told the crowd, as well as Bill several times Saturday, the Pennsylvania Rock Show has been a crucial element to a lot that goes on in the music scene around the AK Valley in Pittsburgh. Rock for Life does a ton for people less fortunate, and Bill, along with the PA Rock Show, is just as important to furthering the success of Rock for Life as Steve Craven and Matt Frey of After the Fall, who established that organization. Now, from the inception of the American Hilljack Pro Series that eventually turned into A Pro Radio, I want to emulate and honor what Steve, Matt, and Bill has done in the AK Valley in Pittsburgh area over here in Akron, Canton, Cleveland music scene. I got a little sidetracked when I teamed up with others at a failed internet radio station so much that I all but gave up on continuing at all. But Bill keeps kicking me in the ass to pull it together and follow through. It's just harder out here due to the fact that a lot of people in the music scene use backdoor politics to separate and divide the musicians as well as the fans in our scene out here at Akron. They even go as far as to call club owners and bookers in hopes of getting other bands kicked off of a show bill. If that ain't a fine example of counterproductive to the advancement of a music scene, I have no idea what is. I found these counterproductive people tiring and, in truth, chicken shit pussies who are fakes and are an infectious disease to a music scene that they truly need amputated before it spreads. Now, it'd be easy for me to name names and shoot out so much that goes on behind the scenes in the Akron, Canton, Cleveland music scene, but that would make me no better than them and open up karma to bite my ass like it will eventually bite theirs. If there's anything I can say with absolute certainty, my success and failures, I do my best to acquire on my own merit. I dedicate everything I do in life to be done as a pro-positive, real, and original person. Shortcuts lead to short-lived accomplishments, at least in my eyes. I'm just so tired of it. So positivity is the only way that we can build things in any music scene. And positivity means that we got to look past all these other people, and we got to pull together. And we got to focus on crowds, making the best shows to bring out the most people. And that's the most important thing, is providing good entertainment and a good time. It's not about whose band's better or who's more talented and all those things, because that'll all sort out in the end. I am very proud to have the band that I have, and very fortunate to play with some of the musicians that I am. And a lot of you people out there should feel the same way when playing in different bands. It's not about who you can shut down and who you can override. You got to look at it from, you know, the fan's point of view. And building a scene is all about that, is looking at it from the fan's point of view. And then you got to be positive. It doesn't matter all the different things that are going on in the world. Because when they walk through that door, you need to give them that escape for that little bit. And finding things that, you know, help the community and being a part of them as a band is always good too. That's Rock for Life. And I am so honored to go over there and play any show for Rock for Life. And I hope to do things like that over here, like I said. There's so many bands that are not getting the attention that they need to get out here. A lot of talented bands. And I want to give them opportunity to do that. And I hope I can. But the biggest thing is, stay away from negative people. Watch, you know, just because someone else is pulling backdoor politics, don't worry about it. It's going to make you mad, and it's all right to vent about it, but keep doing what you're doing. Put your head down, put your nose to the grindstone. There's a lot of good people in this music scene out here. I don't want to just, you know, name all the bad. If you watch people and they're doing these negative things, okay, and you let that happen to other people just because they're not doing it to you or be a part of it, that karma's going to come back and get you. I'm staying away from that stuff. I have worked with people in the past that pulled that shit, and I was guilty by association. And that's why I don't even associate with a lot of these people anymore. It's not about all those things. I don't want to screw anybody over. Because I don't want screwed over, and I don't think anybody does, but I definitely don't want to put that karma out there for me to have to bite on later. And hopefully I've paid my karma for being a part of some of those things. There's so many bands that I see that end up breaking up over frustration, that because they didn't have that chance because they were held down by the, you know, so-called elite of the area. It's not fair, and it's not right. Many bands I've been in have gone through those things out here. But fortunate enough, me, I'm not going to stop no matter what happens with anything I'm doing. But it's only because I got good people around me now. Very good people. Bill Damiano being one of them. Chuck Dobbins of the Hellfire Club being another. And the rest of the guys, Dave Moore, Jeff Graham, Damon Kahn. They're all positive people. And it's very nice. And no one's worried about what other bands are doing or other. Because none of that matters. Just as long as we're being positive together and working for the better of, you know, what's going on. And that's cool. That's what it's all about. And naming bands like After the Fall, those guys are all positive guys. Steve Craven, Matt Ferrani, Doug Conahan, Zach Shepard. Positive, real, and original guys. That's the kind of vibe that I want to portray. That's the kind of thing that I want to put out. And that's the kind of thing that's going to attract good people no matter where you go. And that's what I want to see. So if you don't have positivity within a music scene, that's the only thing that's going to build it. Battling with each other and pissing contests and trying to show who's better and who's bigger, none of that matters. And it's just going to backfire in the end, in all honesty. but I could be wrong. And if I am, I want to be debated. I want to be talked about. I want to be told where I'm wrong. And is an open forum here. You can come on here anytime now. As long as you have Skype, we can talk anytime about this. And I'd like to see, you know, some of these people step up. But a lot of these guys that don't want to talk shit behind closed doors don't have the balls to step up. Because they love to get on and they love to, you know, go and nitpick it, you know, behind closed doors and call. You know, like I said, they'll call a club when they're mad at another band and say, hey, you kick that band off. And I'll bring my band in there and we'll draw. That's wrong, dude. Sorry, it is. There's no reason for it. But it's the business, by far no means. It's, you know, the business. I just don't think it was going to do anything. Seriously, but just make more problems. And like I said, speaking of After the Fall, I watched these guys play a blistering, kick-ass set Saturday. Whew, I was totally blown away. And again, now, of course, I was, you know, invited up to sing maybe one tune and got up and sang two or three, you know me, along with Doug and those guys. I have my addictions, and one of them is being on stage. Too much of a good thing is great for me. So I got up there and I got to sing along with those guys and do some great things. But I got to watch Doug. He was ripping on the guitar. Hey, calm down, Zach. I'm not forgetting you. You're still Shepik. And Doug was Shepik. I only wish I could be half as good as Doug. But those guys, they write phenomenal tunes. And you can sing along to the graph. And that's all I want, is to write songs like that. And one of their songs that I'm going to play now is A Call to Arms. And man, get yourself a pull off of this mother trucker and make sure to check these guys out on Bookface. After the Fall with A Call to Arms right here on the American Hilljack Files.
We'll be order in the court.
Your Honor, I'd like to demand a sidebar.
Demand? Sir, we haven't even called a case. You better have a good reason to demand anything.
Well, I do have a good reason, Your Honor. I just want to go to the ultimate dive bar in Armstrong County, let alone the world.
Sidebar is a small bar with a big atmosphere open 7 days a week. It's a place with a big city feel in a rural community. It's the ultimate dive bar. Trashy with a touch of class. Sidebar has some of the best food with their menu of delicacies to please your taste buds. It also has a wide selection of seasonal, specialty, and domestic beers from around Pennsylvania, the United States, and the world. Sidebar provides some of the best live shows in the area featuring local, regional, and national acts which include everything from rock, country, punk, to hip-hop. Sidebar is all about live entertainment. So if you're looking for a place with great food, great people, and a great atmosphere, Sidebar at 190 Clearfield Pike in Katang, Pennsylvania, right around the corner from the Armstrong County Courthouse, is definitely the place you want to be. Like them on Facebook to keep up on all their events and specials, but more importantly, stop in and become part of the family.
So, Your Honor, do you have any objections about the sidebar?
Only that you didn't tell me about this place sooner. I might have to hold you in contempt of court the next time you appear in front of me.
Really?
Well, not if you buy the next round some more of those wings.
She's gonna tell me I'm out of my head.
Right there. That's right. You had Kicking Things Off, A Call to Arms from After the Fall, Psychoanalyze from LA Knights, and Capital Punishment from Three Vultures. Now, old LA Knights and Three Vultures are going to be out at the Outpost December 1st for the Jackal Show. Make sure to get tickets. Now, wait a minute. How can you get tickets? You're supposed to go to the bands. And that leads me right into my next segment. Let me tell you, because in between those songs, I made a great commercial for a bar that handles things the way they're supposed to be, the Sidebar in Katang, Pennsylvania. But the Outpost, as I reported last week, those guys are kind of off the mark. See, the Outpost, they get these so-called local promoters like Logan Cash that put these shows together, and they get nationals, and then they get locals to sell tickets to pay for these nationals. But the problem is they don't get their tickets when they're supposed to. And I'm only going by what I'm told, and I hope that you understand. No one's telling me to say this. I'm not no one's puppet, okay? So we understand. No one puts their hands up my ass and tells me to talk. And that's why I don't have a job in the industry as far as like a real radio station, because I don't like pushing agendas that I don't believe in. So with that being said, let's look at this. my son's band, Three Vultures, three guys, they're busting their ass, just trying to make in the scene, right? First of all, Johnny had been contacting Logan about being on the show. He wasn't getting back to him. So I give my son all the credit in the fucking world. He goes right to Jackal's site and messages them. Jackal tells Logan to put them on the show. Cool shit, right? That's the way you handle it. And I'm very proud of Johnny for that. Applaud him. All right? Now, they're supposed to have their tickets a month ago. Okay, we're inside 2 weeks. They still haven't had their tickets. So, they come up with the idea, do a will call. Take people's money, put it on a list, and put them at the door. But, that's what Logan's telling them to do, but the outpost says they don't do will call. So, which is it? One hand ain't telling the other hand what the other's doing. It's all fucked, in my opinion. And I am tired of this shit, okay? That's great that you're bringing locals to play with nationals, in a sense. You won't catch me selling tickets for that reason. But if that's what you want to do, have at it. But you're being used, okay? You local bands are being used like hookers, and if you ain't getting your tickets when you're supposed to, my son's band is down here in Lisbon, which is about an hour away from Kent, and they want him to do will call. They want him to take people's money, put them on a list. That ain't going to happen, okay? People ain't going to want to do that shit. They don't trust bands. Not that my band's or my son's band's done anything to be untrustworthy, but it's just not going to happen. So now you're putting them in a bad position to not be able to sell tickets. Pretty fucked up, ain't it? And I'm tired of it. They want to claim to be promoters, but they ain't doing their job. Sorry, Logan, you ain't doing your job, buddy. I don't care, and you can blame the bar, but you need to be fucking doing and getting on it, because this is your name. And if you're not going to do your job, people should know not to work with you. Sorry. If you want to be a promoter, then you need to be busting ass and making sure everything's done to a T. And the outpost, if you're the one that is fucking these guys and not sending them their tickets, you're pretty shitty as well. Just going to call it as it is. I don't give a fuck how long you've been in the business, personally. Maybe that's a little rough to say. Maybe it's not positive, real, and original. But I'm tired of it. Because I see all these local bands busting their ass for your club to have people in it buying drinks and making you money on their name. And that's the bottom line. And if you don't think that, you're one of the problems that is making this scene go to shit. You guys are driving bands and the fans out. And I'm tired of it. I'm not going to sit back and just, you know, rest on my laurels. I have nothing to prove. Never have. But I watch this shit, and it sickens me. Anybody that fucking can make a phone call can be a promoter anymore, which is sad. Oh, my God, is it sad. Where's the real promoters? Randy Arhart, that's handling Jeff Keith and, you know, from Cinderella, Keith from Cinderella and all that, that's a promoter. Yeah, that's someone who does their job. But what do I know? I've only been doing this for 25 fucking years. And you watch these jackasses that they'll send us post after post or, you know, message. We can put you on a great show. No, you can't. I can put me on a great show just as much as you can. You can put me on a show where I'm going to sell tickets and make money for you to pay for the national to come through. And so you can have your name on something that you ain't doing shit. Where are you advancing the scene? You're taking advantage of people. And I'm tired of it. There's a lot of great bands out there. Now, don't get me wrong. I applaud LA Knights and Three Vultures both for giving it a shot. Hell, if that's what you want to do, do it. But believe in it. But know where you're getting fucked. Because you are. What are you getting out of this? And that's bullshit. We're less than 2 weeks out. And these guys and Three Vultures for sure don't have the tickets in their hand. They want them to do will call. Logan tells them to do will call. God forbid, do will call. But the outpost says, we don't accept will call. So which is it? Bullshit. And if someone don't stand up and start doing something, they're just going to keep doing this shit. It's ruined scenes across the country doing things that way. And I'm tired of it. I'm 43. Whether I'm going to be still doing this in 8-10 years, who the fuck knows? I'll still be doing this, broadcasting, hopefully, knock on wood. But playing in bands, I don't know. Who knows? But I'm never going to take some guy who's a so-called promoter and bend over and let him shove his fist up my ass and take advantage of me. And I'm not going to tell anybody else not to, but if you do it, make sure you know why you're getting that fist. Because you're trusting somebody who is basically not a promoter. Putting stuff on Facebook only, that is not being a promoter. Okay? Okay? Get it through your heads, people. It sickens me. And I've talked to Logan, went to the same school as him. For him to do this shit and the way he acts, dude, you're no better. I could do the same fucking thing you are. You're nobody. And if you want to talk about it, motherfucker, hey, I'm right here. Get on Skype and let's talk about it. Let's see what your excuse is this time. Because everybody knows you've burned a lot of people in this town. No one wants to work with you. And the ones that try to work with you, you're still fucking them over. So, whatever. It is what it is. But I'm not going to stand for it anymore. I'm not going to sit back and watch it anymore. And I will have every opportunity. Anybody that wants to talk about it, anybody from the Outpost, anybody that's a promoter out there, get on your phone or your computer and download Skype. We can have conversations right here and debate that. And I'll be proud to debate you. And you can show me how this works. Show me how this is a beneficial thing for anybody but the Nationals and your club that's coming through at the Outpost. And it makes them look like shit. And then you don't care. Ruin their reputation. Who gives a fuck, right? Bunch of young kids, literally, 22, 23, 24, who's trying to establish themselves. They're excited because they're getting a chance to play with the bands that they idolized. But if they're not going to have the chance to even have the tickets in their fucking hand, and you got your promoters telling people, do will call, take their money, put their name on list. But then your bar, the Outpost, is telling them, we don't do will call. We won't accept will call. It's bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. And like I said, you want to talk about it? I'm here. It's easy. Get on Skype. We'll discuss it. We'll go through it. See what happens. But I don't see any of you having the balls to do it. You're all chicken shits. And you'll talk shit, and you'll talk shit on me and whatever, and I don't care. It's ridiculous. I'm tired of it. There's great clubs and bars that are trying to do great things, and I'm not saying your club ain't trying to do things, but the way you're doing it is wrong. Sorry. And for anybody else who wants to talk about it, same thing. You're welcome. Skype is the way to get to me. And we can have real interviews and we can talk about things, but hey, maybe I'm wrong. But until I'm shown I'm wrong, I'm not going to think I am. Well, back to the action as it stands. And hey, what can I say about all the music that is going on throughout the tri-state music scene, let alone the country? There's a lot of great bands that are up and coming that are slamming. Like I said, Tilted Shadows. Saw those guys for the first time. Kick-ass band last Saturday. Oh, my God, it was great. And there's a lot of other bands out there. Cronus, Crystal Stewart and Bob Stewart's band, they're getting back in the swing of things and kicking ass. I want to see some more local bands and get their shit to me. Okay, so we can be playing it on here on the American Hill Jack Pro Series radio, A Pro Radio, and get you guys, the exposure you deserve. There's a lot of bands that I see that I like. I've played with a few of them this past month. You got, the guys from Rat Bastard Syndicate, which is Steve Theato and Keith Pickens' new band, the guys from American Dog. You got Turbo Lovers. Those guys were great, little three-piece. You got Sean Perry and the Hazard County Rebellion, played with them guys, kick-ass. Like I said, Terrachin Sky earlier. I want to see all these bands doing great. I want to give them the forum to play them right here. And right now, I'm going to give you Omaha, Nebraska's owned
Scream for Silence with one of their favorite tracks, or one of my favorite tracks from them, The King is Crowned, in honor of all that's going on, which I'm going to talk about in the next segment, because let me tell you, Trump has been voted in, but the country has gone so incredibly insane. Oh my God, I haven't seen anything like this. This is like something out of a movie. And I'm sure I'll be made the movie somehow. But right now, make sure to strap yourselves in, get yourself upright, and listen hard, because it is time for Screaming for Silence with The King is Crowned, right here on A-Pro Radio. Get yourselves a pool, mother truckers!
Bullshit right there from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You can check those guys out at facebook.com/skellmetal. Like I said last week, those guys are looking for a drummer. Hit them up if you are a skin beater that can keep up with those mother truckers, because I don't want to see these guys quit. Please know they are my favorite band from Pennsylvania. Forever. Till the day I die. Promise you that. Well, it's time to dive into things that are unnecessary bullshit. So, holy shit, Christ and caboodle. Can you imagine that you would ever see something that's so sporadic as since Trump became president-elect? People are off the hinges. We should be handing out medication by the fistfuls to calm these mother truckers down. There's protests going on everywhere. Then you have idiots, you know, that are, they're coming up with every scenario of how we can keep them from getting in the office. It's all bullshit, guys. You can't do shit. Okay? It is what it is. We're here. This is what we got. This is what's going to go on. And as I talked about last week, we got the Republican building straight across from the street down here at the Hill Jack Ranch South, a.k.a. Casa de Johnny. Johnny put up a sign that said, fuck you. They put up a sign on their second story window. We're on the second floor, by the way. And they put up a sign over there said, and to you too, or whatever it was. So Johnny added to it after they had the mayor go over to my ex-wife's store, Geronimo Painting, the hardware store over on the circle, and complain. And they were proud enough to complain. And Johnny put up a sign to add to it, crybaby Republicans. So it's fuck you, crybaby Republicans. So you understand, we have nothing against the Republican Party that warrants that. It has to do with those people in that building for several reasons. But that has nothing to do with it. I mean, they literally, we were coming down out of our apartment and they were yelling at us and stuff. And we had nothing to do. This is before Johnny even put up the sign. And it's because Johnny's band was practicing downstairs. That's just one example of something that's crazy in this country. Two. So you see all these protesters, and they're blocking highways. Now, I don't have everything right in front of me. I didn't do the prep work properly. But there was even a case where protesters blocked an ambulance where a father died because they couldn't get through. To me, they should get manslaughter. It's bullshit. It really is. You see people, we've even had seen videos on Bookface that people are sharing where protesters are shitting on signs, picking up the shit with their hands and throwing it. You get that? It has gone off the rails. And
And I don't get it. Okay? Where was all the... And 90% of these people, I totally believe, did not vote at all. I totally believe that. And they just want to be a part of something and jump on the bandwagon. There was a protest last night in Akron in front of a Chipotle. And I was just like, what? Okay, why? And it's on the square, which some made some rude comments about that too. Why? Why? Now, it was a peaceful protest. One of the only peaceful protests I've seen covered. And it was crazy. I just don't get it. I see so much being said that none of it makes sense. Bottom line is, everybody's talking about how Republicans and a lot of what Trump is spewing out there is really more of the Democrat side. So who knows? This bullshit of two-party system is exactly that bullshit, in my opinion. Me and my son talk about this stuff all the time. As you can see, the apple don't fall too far from the tree, but we're informed. And we're all for the common blue-collar men and women of this country, both of us, as far as it goes. We don't always agree on everything. I don't want you to sit here and think that Johnny just, because Johnny has his own mind, and it's a brilliant mind. He's going to school at YSU for engineering, works two jobs. This kid's going 7 days a week. So yeah, you can see he's not like his dad, because I'm not afraid of work. I can sleep right beside it. It don't bother me. Johnny is a hard worker. I'm very proud of him. Plus, he plays in his band Three Vultures. He's got his own acoustic stuff. He's played in other bands. At the same time, this kid's always working. So the bullshit privileged, these younger kids think they're privileged. Now, John is, I'd say, one of the rarities of young people. And he's also well-informed. He tries to find the facts. He don't just go by assumption. And he's the first one to speak up amongst his friends when they start spewing off stupid shit that makes no sense. And I give them all the credit for that. So where is this all leading, man? Why is this all going on? And a lot of people are panicking, and you hear all this stuff. If you read through Trump's first 100-day plan, he's talking about changing a lot of stuff. And some of it's for the good, some of it's for the bad, who knows? And if a third of it goes through, there's a lot of you people that are really going to be going off the rails. So I just don't see where protests, especially blocking the highway, okay? You're blocking a highway, you deserve to get hit by a car. You do. There's no reason for it. It's ridiculous. And some people say, well, remember back in the 60s and this ain't the 60s. Those protests were something totally different. I don't even know invalidation towards them. If they were good protests or bad protests, I just know what happened. But the biggest problem is a lot of the people that are protesting are dumbasses. You heard me. Dumbasses. Not everybody, but a lot of them. You talk to them, they don't know anything about how the government works. They don't know anything about what's going on in their own community. They just know Trump got in the office, there's people throwing a fit, we're going to band together. For what? And cause disruption? Okay? So they can have protests and no one does shit, but people that, like my son and other bands, if they have practice, they can be arrested. Makes no damn sense to me. It's idiotic. It's asinine. It's totally boggling. Like I said, they kept an ambulance from getting through to get to the hospital for this man, and he died, and no one's doing anything. Tell me where that is progress. I still see martial law coming into effect at some point or another. I still see a lot of things falling apart. Like I said, the status that I had where people were on there battling, yeah, I just don't get it. I've got better things to do with my time than argue with some uninformed asshole that's saying that my granddaughter is going to get raped because Trump got into office. I got a life. But no one's stopping this stuff. No one is trying to do what's right to keep it under borderline insanity. To me, it's past borderline insanity. It is insanity. You see people getting shot at these protests. You see all kinds of things that is just totally unbelievable to me. Totally senseless. People watch movies like The Purge and think they need to emulate that shit. I guess. I don't know. It's to me, why? Why? Do something positive. Step up and do something positive. And it is exactly like Skell said in the song, unnecessary bullshit. It is. It's unnecessary bullshit. And that's what this country amounts to. Social media and outlets like that just give people that are total assholes a soapbox. And I'm sure someone right now is saying, yeah, you. True. Maybe I shouldn't have a forum. But I do know that there's enough people out there that are intelligent, that need to be heard. And I'm not saying me. There's tons of people. So if you're one of these people that are protesting because Trump got elected, thank you for wasting your energy and time on something that's going to do nothing to change. Do us all a favor and try to do something productive to make society a little bit better. And the first thing you need to do is go home and get educated and learn a lot. That would be my suggestion. Jeez. But, hey, what do I know? Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But I'll say this. If you think I'm wrong, I want you people to talk to me about it. And I'm inviting more people. Skype. It's a great little app you can put on your phone or on your computer. And you can talk to me and we can discuss all this stuff. And that's exactly what this is all about. That is what the American Hilljack Files is all about. And I'm hoping to extend that. I guess I'm going to have to go searching for people because God forbid anybody will step up and volunteer. There's not too many people that will volunteer for things anymore unless it's apparently acting like an idiot. And hey, for that fact, there you go. You're allowed to come on here and act like an idiot. Does that attract anybody? 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 I'll be watching my messages. So, who knows? Well, back into the action, and rightly so. A lot of good music out there, like I said, and a lot of good things going on. Here, November 26th, my band, the Hellfire Club, along with Unfiltered and Breaking Point, will be at the Sidebar in Katanning, Pennsylvania. I'm excited about this. For those that don't know, Brent Robinson, that plays guitar in Breaking Point, and me were in a band called Payne's Invention. We were signed, had a little bit of success. So it's going to be pretty cool. Jason Hartman, the other guitar player in that band, we played in bands in high school together. So it's like going to be a big family reunion. Dan Macko, the singer, he's a great guy. It's going to be a great time. Those are all from Breaking Point. Unfiltered, those guys, they have been out and played with us at the Empire Concert Club and Bar. We played with them at Peter B's. Played with them. So it's going to be a fun time. And I hope everybody in the Western Pennsylvania area gets their ass out to watch that show. That's November 26th. Come out and work off some turkey. I know I'm going to have to. Fuck, right. So for all those people ready to rock and roll, get out there that night. It'll be fun. Steve and Jen have a great place there, right up behind the courthouse in Katanning. It's fun for me to go up towards the courthouse and not have to go in. Especially in the old K-Town. Like I said, a lot of good music. Get yourself a pull off of some of these next bands. See what you got. Tell me what you think. I'll be back with my final segment.
Take down. dancing. That's all right with me. Everything will be all right. When it's time, it's time, if it's time tonight. I'm gonna live like I'm dying, with no time for crying about the things I cannot change. To the end of a story. Oh, when I'm losing my grip, starting to slip, I just think of a smile that never leaves her lips. She takes my worries away. Oh, I wish I had her courage. If she looks out to the sky, never asking why. So full of light, but short on time. Makes me wanna live like I'm dying. No time for crying about the things I cannot change. I'm gonna make the most of my days. I'm gonna drink my drink, smoke my smoke, loud love and hope. I get to do it all again. Live my life with no regrets. From dead the next time you wanna complain, just remember the look on your angel's face. I'm gonna live like I'm dying, no time for crying about the things I cannot change. I'm gonna make the most of my days. I'm gonna drink my drink, smoke my smoke, laugh, love and hope.
From the Shoe right there. Holy shit, man. You had Alethea with Hellhound. Love that band. Straight out of Cleveland area. Those guys going to be playing at the Agora. Then you had Slant Six with No Regrets. And that's sort of where I'm going to lead with that. No Regrets is a killer tune from a killer band. Slant Six is from the AK Music Valley over there. Features Steve Craven and Matt Franny of After the Fall in that rhythm section as well. Those guys play with everybody. I'll be playing some more from their other band, A Common Crown, with their singer Jennifer Haymeyers. Yeah, but I have to do that some too. But check both those bands out on Bookface. You can't beat them. Well, in this final segment, I'm going to talk about different things that I see. As you know, down here at the old Hilljack Ranch South, we don't have cable. We just have internet. We utilize Netflix, Hulu, and all that stuff. Yeah, the stuff that I say is the enemy to you performing bands. Yeah, that's what we watch down here. I watch a lot of documentaries and a lot of stuff. And rewatch stuff. Last week I talked about two great little segments or things to watch. And I rewatched Lemmy this week, and I watched the Twisted Sister documentary, too, and I love that stuff. Shows the realism. I'm sure, like I said, they can spin it any way they want, but it's still, it's pretty deep. And it shows me how my dream as a musician, what I have to do to follow it. Maybe I'm wrong, but I watch a lot of that stuff with total interest and total locked in, you know, passion. Because that's what music is all about, is passion. And there's a lot of bands out there with a lot of passion that I'd like to see do a lot more. Slant 6 is the first time I've played them on here. I want to see them do a lot more. I love that band. Wear their shirt all the time. My biggest problem with everything, including with my own band, is communication between band members. And that's a hard thing. That's what holds a band together. A band is a five-way marriage, no matter what anybody says, or a four-way marriage. It depends on how many people you have. So anything that is affecting the drummer is going to affect you. Anything that's going to affect you is going to affect everybody else. It's the way it is. And a lot of people don't see that. The music is important, but if you don't have that basis of gel to be able to come together, nothing's going to work. Fortunate enough, we have been lucky enough to add two guys that have come into this band and made it more than what I thought it could be. I'm not downplaying the guys that left, but Damon Kahn and Jeff Graham have now joined the ranks of Dave Moore, Chuck Dobbins, and myself, John the American Hill, Jack Lane, as your buds in THC, and it's going well. But the communication has been the basis of all that. And no matter how talented you are as musicians, if you don't have yourselves on the same page, nothing's going to work. And that's what a lot of these documentaries talk about. And it's hard. I see a lot of bands out there that think just having shows is part of it. It's not just having a show, it's having the show and making it a great show. And by making a great show, you got to bring people in. And that's what I'm encouraging, is trying to get out there and build a scene. That was what the first segment was about. I just want to see people work together in positivity. I don't always sound positive when I put across these things, and I don't mean to not sound that way or to sound on positive or whatever. I just like to be real. It's frustrating. As I sit back and watch all this going on, I'm not getting any younger. And when I see younger guys coming up behind me, like Walking in Circles, like Three Vultures, like The Scenic Route, those guys, you know, they're excited, but they don't understand the pitfalls and everything that's coming along for them and the divide that happens when you get managers involved and everything else. And it, even clubs and other bands, I hate that shit. But it is the realities of the world. I've got so much inside of me that maybe the songs that I write will never be played on a radio or never even been played on here, but I got to get them out of me. And I know a lot of other musicians that feel the same way. And that's what I just want to see happen for everybody, is giving them the chance. Giving them the chance just to be heard. Just to enjoy that moment where you're playing something that you have from your heart. And that's important for anybody that's playing music. Because there's enough bullshit in this world, there really is, as we've talked about, that it's important that you get to enjoy some things too. And before you know it, it's all gone. Things that you think are going to be there ain't always going to be there. My kids are all growing faster every day by the minute. My daughter, Danny, fortunately, somehow, I have no idea, has got an honor roll. Whew, trust me, it's been a battle since school started. I'm proud of her. Going to be going to the award ceremony. That's what it's all about, is just experiencing these things. Balancing out life of what is the bullshit and what is the enjoyment. And I want to see that happen for everybody. But hey, what do I know? So, boys and girls, here's what it breaks down to this week. What did we learn? What did we learn? Well, first of all, we learned that if we don't pull together in positivity, there is going to be no scenes and no music to be had. Second, we learned that the country has gone total ape shit with Trump getting into office, and medication is not getting to the right people. Third, we learned that ticket sales with the wrong promoters in the wrong club in the wrong hands is really fucking up every scene, but especially the Akron Canton music scene. And lastly, we learned that life is about living it and experiencing it, not dictating it. So, if you think of all those things as you go through this week, it'd be great for yourself to understand a little bit more. Hey, what can you say? But while I may sound negative in my delivery of these subjects, I do still believe that there is enough of us. Pro positive, real, and original people who live to do no harm but take no shit in this country, hell, in this world, that if we all put aside all the petty, immature bullshit and work together, we can make a difference in turning this big blue marble around for the better. Like another wise man I share a first name with, my idol John Lennon, always saying, "You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world can live as one." Thank you all for listening to this week's episode of the American Hilljack Files, and make sure to go to aproradio.com for other episodes of this show and other shows, as well as articles and other stuff for all you mother truckers entertainment. If I offended you or you want to debate anything I said, the floor is yours to come on here or send me a book face message. Just remember, I am who I am, and it sure ain't Popeye. I am John the American Hilljack Lane telling you to keep pushing through and keep your head down to avoid the bullshit. And as always, here's American Dog to send you mother truckers out the door with their song, Bullshit. I'll catch you next time on the American Hilljack Files.
Now I don't know what you think you know about me or my ways, but I've been doing this so damn long, I'm pretty much here to stay. So when you tell me what to do or what I should be, well, here's what your opinion means to me. It's bullshit. God damn it, bullshit. I can't stand your bullshit, and I don't like it. No, sir, not at all. Maybe you've got good intentions, but I done made up my mind. I don't care about fashion, being cool, or even on time. I've already got my own path, and it's much too late to quit. And frankly, your opinion don't mean dick. It's bullshit. God damn it, bullshit. I can't stand your bullshit, and I don't like it. No, sir, not at all. Yeah.